This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Authorities say a prominent Iranian nuclear scientist has been assassinated. Mohsen Farikhzadeh was killed near Tehran Friday. The West has long suspected him of masterminding a secret nuclear bomb program. Iran's defense minister tweeted the assassination displayed, quote, the depth of enemies' hatred, end quote, towards the Islamic Republic. An Iranian military commander said Iran would strike back against the killers. The U.S. Pentagon declines comment on the killing. The British government is asking a healthcare regulatory agency to assess some issues that have arisen with testing for AstraZeneca's vaccine candidate. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The health secretary for the UK is asking regulators to determine if the potential COVID vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University should be authorized for use because the highest success rates in their findings resulted from a dosing error. The vaccine was reported to be 90% effective when volunteers received a half dose and then a full dose, which was the mistake, and less effective with two full doses. The British government's ordered 100 million units of the vaccine, but some scientists are expressing concerns about gaps in the testing reporting. AstraZeneca plans to conduct a new global clinical trial, but says that shouldn't delay regulatory approval, at least not in Europe. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Total coronavirus cases in Germany now number more than 1 million. This as Terminal C at Berlin's Tegel Airport has been refitted as a vaccination center starting mid-December. The airport closed for good in November. Germany hopes to ramp up its immunization drive in the first quarter of 2021 and is already laying the groundwork for hubs across the country. This is VOA News. Over 43,000 refugees have crossed into Sudan since fighting broke out in Tigray November 4th, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees said Friday as he visited Sudanese camps crammed with those fleeing the conflict in northern Ethiopia. Filippo Grandi warned the host country, quote, urgently requires international assistance to support its efforts, end quote. Hundreds have been killed in fighting between the federal government of Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and dissident forces of the regional ruling party, the Tigray People Liberation Front. Media reports say a CIA officer was killed in combat in Somalia in recent days, but no details have been released. The New York Times said the officer was a member of the CIA's Special Activities Center, a paramilitary branch that carries out some of the U.S. intelligence agency's most dangerous tasks. The CIA has not commented publicly on the death. Ugandan pop star and presidential candidate Bobi Wine said Friday that security forces had ordered hotels in a town where he was campaigning to deny him admission, a new hurdle as he challenges President Yoweri Museveni's rule. Wine, whose real name is Robert Chiglani, is crisscrossing the country in his campaign to unseat Museveni in an election scheduled for January 14th. Museveni has been in power since 1986. Huge crowds bade a grief-filled farewell to Argentina's favorite son, Diego Maradona, before the football legend was buried on the outskirts of Buenos Aires after a chaotic public wake. The 1986 World Cup winner, widely regarded as one of the greatest players in history, was laid to rest Thursday after a ceremony attended by family and close friends in the Bella Vista Cemetery. The peaceful farewell contrasted sharply with the raucous scenes of his send-off in the Argentine capital that seemed somehow in keeping with the player's tumultuous life. Black Friday offers struggling stores a beacon of hope, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
This is typically the day when millions of shoppers get started on their holiday spending. But this year, the economy is tanking, and crowds are expected to be dramatically smaller as coronavirus cases spike and shoppers make more of their purchases online. But retailers are beefing up their safety protocols to reassure wary customers that they can do in-store shopping. For those who can't be reassured, stores are moving more of their doorbuster deals online and ramping up curbside pickup options. I'm Mike Hempen.
For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.